Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This week from GNC Week in Review, powered by Geek News Central. Netflix tells Apple, thanks but no thanks. UFC comes to ESPN Plus. What's the difference between HBO Now versus HBO Go? Also, another Alex Jones ban, plus Devin Nunes sues Twitter. Those are some of the tech news stories from this week. And it's Friday, March 22nd, 2019. My name is Kirk Corliss, and this is episode 17 of the GNC Week in Review podcast, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode, and please be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you can find a right-hand side column at gncweekly.com, be it Apple Podcasts, your favorite podcast app, or on TuneIn, Spotify, and Stitcher. Get connected with GNCWIR on Twitter or on Facebook at GNC Weekly. I'd love to hear your comments, thoughts, suggestions. Want to say hi at GNCWeekly@gmail.com. We're going to jump in with the tech news from this week and from GeekNewsCentral.com this week. And there's a lot of news in the video streaming news block. First up, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings confirmed that his company won't be playing a role in Apple's upcoming video streaming service. He said on Monday, quote, "We want to have people watch our content on our service. We've chosen not to integrate into their service." Apple is expected to reveal its offering at an event next Monday. And Apple is trying to supplement its original shows by finalizing deals with networks like HBO, Showtime, and Starz to license a library of already released content. Hastings points out that Netflix has already been competing with Amazon, so it's used to rivals with deep pockets. He also says, quote, you do your best job when you have great competitors, but I acknowledge that sourcing original content is getting more expensive. He also conceded that it could be a while before Netflix enters the Chinese market after an attempt to get in by partnering with a local company failed. He said, quote, "We will be blocked in China for a long time." Apple didn't respond to request for comment. YouTube has terminated an account that it was seemingly operating as a secondary channel for Alex Jones and InfoWars after its first one was banned last August. A statement from YouTube confirmed that the channel Resistance News was banned for aiding in Jones's banned invasion. The channel carried re-uploaded live streams from Jones's deleted InfoWars channel that included new conspiracy theory videos as well. YouTube will remove channels that are dedicated to live streaming InfoWars content or uploading videos of full InfoWars live streams without additional context or commentary. A YouTube spokesperson said, quote, "When users violate these policies repeatedly, like our policies against hate speech and harassment or our terms prohibiting circumvention of our enforcement measures, we terminate their accounts." The existence of Resistance News was first reported by Media Matters on Wednesday. The channel was created in 2015 and has amassed just over 64,000 subscribers. Like InfoWars, many of the videos focus on conspiracy theories surrounding politics and major events. Two videos in particular refer to the recent mass shooting in New Zealand in which 50 people were killed as, quote, false flag attacks. Over on CNET.com, there's everything you know about Amazon Prime Video channels. There's Amazon Prime Video, and you can add HBO, Showtime, CBS All Access, I have a link in the show notes on the various Prime channels, the prices of various networks and channels that you can check out. If you are a fan of the Ultimate Fighting If you're a fan of the Ultimate Fighting Championship or UFC, there is some good news. ESPN announced that UFC pay-per-view fights will be available exclusively to U.S. audiences through ESPN+. The agreement will go into effect starting April 13th for UFC 236, featuring a rematch between lightweights Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier. Poirier, and will run through 2025. Under the new deal, ESPN Plus will have exclusive rights to the UFC's biggest matches and will broadcast at least 12 live events per year for each of the next 7 years. ESPN Plus subscribers who purchase the pay-per-views will also get all fights and events card, so you will still have to pay the $59.99 on top of the ESPN Plus subscription for the pay-per-view events. ESPN will continue to broadcast preliminary fights, while UFC Fight Pass subscribers will have access to the early preliminary bouts. Bars and other establishments that host watch parties for UFC pay-per-view events will still be able to purchase access to the fights from UFC. ESPN is offering new subscription offers to attract UFC fans. The company is offering 1 year of ESPN Plus and one UFC pay-per-view event for $80. Existing ESPN Plus subscribers will have to shout $60 for each UFC pay-per-view event. The first event, exclusive to ESPN Plus, UFC 236, will go on sale April 8th. Also on CNET.com, there's a link in the show notes on the difference between HBO Now versus HBO Go. I have HBO Go, where HBO Go is when you go into the app or on the more often than not, there's an app on your phone or on through your provider through the proverbial set-top box. And you'll need to log in with your username and password that's provided by your cable or satellite service. And versus HBO Now, it's a standalone service. It's an app, or you can go onto the HBOnow.com's website. And so basically everything, there's a difference. The only difference is it's free with a provider. It's $15. With HBO Now, and I have a link up in the show notes that you can check out the difference between the two and the channels, the options that are available. Excuse me. Wrapping up this block of the video streaming news over on lifehacker.com, what's coming and going from Netflix in April. There's a bunch of various movies and titles and TV series. There's, for example, All President's Men, Freddy versus Jason. That's in April 1st. Moving down a little bit further in the month. No Good Nick, the TV series. Further down, there's the various here. I'm not going to the whole list, but there's also some that are leaving in April. April 1st, American Pie, Billy Madison, Die Another Day. So I'll have a link up in the show notes on what's coming to Netflix in April and what's leaving in April. From TheVerge.com, there's an interview where a reporter spoke to a senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, and in an interview, he talks about Congress's investigations into Facebook and its teen data collections, changes in the Communication Decency Act, and more. And I will link up in the show notes that you can check out. It's a great read, so I encourage everyone to read all about it. Facebook says a total of 4,000 people viewed the New Zealand mosque shooter's live stream before it was taken down. Less than 200 people were watching during the assailant's live broadcast, according to the social network, none of who reported it. Facebook says the first user report came in 29 minutes after a 17-minute live video started, which was 12 minutes after the live stream ended. The stats form part of Facebook's latest update, detailing its ongoing response to the sharing of New Zealand shooting posts. They reveal the small-scale reach of the original broadcast, but as we know, that doesn't automatically stop it from being widely circulated around the internet. In the wake of the live stream, a version of the video surfer was on YouTube every second over the weekend. It was also shared to Reddit forums such as r/watchpeopledie and r/gore, both of which have since been banned. And Facebook itself scrambled to pull 1.5 million videos of the incident in the first 24 hours. Meanwhile, New Zealand ISPs, including Vodafone, Spark, and Vocus, were forced to block access at the DNS level to websites that didn't respond to takedown requests. Together, they cut off controversial message boards such as 4chan and 8chan, where the shooter was a member of. And according to Facebook, he shared a link to the copy of the video hosted on a file sharing site. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California has said that tweets from the parody accounts at Devin Nunes' mom and at Devin Cal violated the platform's terms of service. Their tweets accuse him of federal crimes and describe him engaging in sexual activities with U.S. President Donald Trump. He is suing for $250 million. He wrote in a 40-page complaint, quote, "Twitter knew the defamation was and is happening. Twitter let it happen because Twitter had and has a political agenda." He says he has suffered, quote, substantial insult, humiliation, embarrassment, pain, mental suffering, and damage to his reputation from the Twitter insults. He is now claiming that Twitter, quote, selectively amplified tweets that attempted to distract him from that investigation. Mr. Nunes says that the accounts at Liz Mayer, at Devin Nunes' mom, and at Devin Cal led a coordinated smear campaign against him, although fringe accounts such as at Fire Devin Nunes and at Devin Grapes also dished up insults. Tweets from the accounts have accused him of crimes such as obstructing justice and perjury. Some posts have referred to him as, quote, Dirty Devin, and described him engaging in sexual activities with President Trump. Mr. Nunes has said that these allegations are false. According to Mr. Nunes, Twitter suspended at Devin Nunes' mom account in 2019 before the complaint. The Devin account is still active, and as of this recording, this episode on Friday, March 22nd, I'm going to look right now on Twitter. Check right now at Devin Cal. Check right now how many Twitter follows he has. Okay, at this recording, right now it is 7:47 p.m. Eastern Time. There is 622,000 followers. Mr. Nunes says that Twitter, quote, shadow banned his account using algorithms to make certain posts invisible to other users. Mr. Nunes does not describe how Twitter shadow banned his account in a complaint he filed. Most of the complaint instead focused on the three accounts that he claims posted defamatory content and Twitter's failure to enforce its Twitter rules and terms of service. He also says, quote, Twitter by its actions intended to generate and proliferate the false and defamatory statements, unquote. And something tells me that he's not going to win this suit. Over on AndroidCentral.com, the best Android phones under $300. There is the best overall. It will be the Moto G7, mid-range, the Samsung Galaxy A7, for Android One, Nokia 6.1. For the modern chic, there's the Huawei P20 Lite. The affordable option, there's the Honor 7X, and for tight budgets, Moto E5. So I have a link up in the show notes on the pricing, the specs, etc., all in the show notes. Remember MoviePass and its struggle with its customers? Well, MoviePass is shaking up its pricing model once again, and it is reintroducing its unlimited plan. TechCrunch notes that MoviePass Uncapped, as the plan is now called, offers you an unlimited number of movie screenings each month with prices starting at $9.95, the service exclusively available in the U.S. Unlike the plans that have been in place since last August, which imposed a hard limit of 3 movie showings a month, MoviePass Uncapped lets you see an unlimited number of films. However, there are some caveats. The service terms say that MoviePass may limit your film selection based on location, times, movie titles, and even your own historical usage. When you want to see a movie using the quote-unquote unlimited service, you'll have to reserve a seat less than 3 hours before the film is due to start, and you'll then check in once you arrive at the cinema, at which point your card is activated, and you have up to 30 minutes to purchase a ticket. If, over the course of a month, you fail to check in for more than one movie after having booked it, then MoviePass says it may suspend your account. Also, MoviePass reserves its right to cancel your subscription if you repeatedly don't watch a film in its quote-unquote entirety after using the service to buy a ticket. Well, that's pretty harsh, don't you think? So we'll see if this new plan is a hit or a miss. In the how to block today on this week's episode, first up over on CNET.com. And now this is springtime, so there's some apps to help you prepare for spring cleaning. There is Fly Lady. There is a spring cleaning checklist. Fly Lady is on iOS. The spring cleaning checklist is on Android. There's Our Home, it's for iOS or Android. Declutter, that's on iOS or Android. Snups, that's on also on download iOS or on Android. So you can check out these apps. I'll have a link up in the show notes. Also in the show notes on how to get more space in your Google Drive. This is from TheVerge.com. I'll give you some great tips on how to do that. Also on makeuseup.com, there is a link up in the show notes on how you can master the mobile Gmail. Give you great tips on how to do that. And also on makeuseup.com, the 4 best budget apps. There is You Need a Budget. There is, and this is on, that's on Android and iOS. Mint. Now, if I had Mint, I recommend Mint. I love it. It helps me a lot. It helped me greatly on managing my money. That's for Android and iOS. Good Budget. That's on Android and iOS. And Every Dollar. That's also on Android and iOS. So that's a link up in the show notes on the best budget apps. Again, I recommend Mint. Also on makeuseup.com. How to transfer files from a PC to an iPad or vice versa. I'll give you detailed tips on how to do that. And actually, excuse me, the how to transfer the files with a app called File App. So I'll have a link up in the show notes. And to bring the How to Tech Block to a close. As you know, GNC mentioned a moment ago earlier, GNCWIR is on Spotify. So you have Spotify and you are subscribed to this podcast. Thank you for subscribing and tuning in. If you're not on Spotify, if you're not subscribed, please be sure to do that. Now, while you're doing that over on makeuseup.com, you can also check out the best podcast on Spotify. Now, the writer, the writer, Dan Price, on makeuseup.com. These are his picks. So your mileage may vary on your best podcast on Spotify, but there's a list here. Showstopper, the Joe Budden podcast with Rory and Mile, Dissect, there's a few here. There is 10 he's chosen on his list. You can check it up. I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. Trending this week on GNCWIR, it is a running theme as when it's March in the U.S. and every year in March, there is college basketball, or better known as March Madness. So we're on Google Trends at number 1, Virginia basketball. Trending number 2 on Twitter in the U.S., Virginia basketball. And lastly, trending at number 10 with over 200,000 views. There's a clip runs about 10 minutes and 1 second. Murray State versus Marquette in the first round tournament. And finally, if you live in New York City, Optimus Ride, a Boston-based self-driving startup, announced plans to deploy an autonomous shuttle service in New York City in the second quarter of 2019. Optimus Ride's autonomous shuttles will run in closed loops on private roads within the Brooklyn Navy Yard, a private 300-acre World War II-era factory that's in the midst of a high-tech reinvention. The shuttle service will be available to around 8,500 people who work at the Navy Yard's various heavy and light manufacturing businesses, as well as future passengers of New York City's East River Ferry Service, which is planning on opening a new dock at the Navy Yard in 2019. And that is the tech news for this week, Friday. If I can get the words out, sorry, it's getting tongue-tied, and it's a short episode, somewhat, I think. That is the tech news of the week for Friday, March 22nd, 2019. Got it out, and I just knocked my microphone. Sorry. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. Please get connected with us at GNCWIR. I love to hear from everyone out there, be it your thoughts, your comments, want to say hi on social platforms. We're at it's at GNC Weekly or GNCweekly@gmail.com. And if you're not subscribed to podcast, either it's on a podcast, your favorite podcast app, or like again, the podcast is on Spotify. You can subscribe to the podcast there as well. That way you don't miss another episode of GNC Week in Review podcast. Till next time, I will talk to you all soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.